electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods. You're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.
Dan here at American Freedom Network, and you know, when I was growing up, why we used to celebrate Washington's birthday and Lincoln's birthday, and you know, we were a patriotic nation. But that's changed. We did away with President's Day. Why did we do away with celebrating Washington's birthday and Lincoln's birthday? Well, we moved to President's Day, so we could actually celebrate Lenin's birthday. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, Lenin's birthday is an official holiday in the United States, and Lenin's birthday certainly celebrates the birth of one of the most vicious murderers of all time. Now, most Americans don't understand what's really going on because the media is tightly controlled, and you're not going to read this in your local newspaper or your local news magazine or hear it on most television and radio because they're all rigidly controlled by a satanic movement. But of course, Earth Day is Lenin's birthday, April 22nd. Well, people say, no, that's Earth Day. Well, who picked Earth Day? The environmentalists. The environmentalists were hardline Leninists who wanted actually to utilize certainly the threat to the environment to increase government power over every aspect of our life. And you can look it up on the internet. You can verify. Earth Day is Lenin's birthday. That's why it was picked. That's why we celebrate it. And not 1 in 100 Americans has any idea. Well, that's why education is so vitally important and why I've asked Alan Scholl to be a guest this morning. And Alan actually runs a school. We need to get our children educated. The school is run by computers, very much like this new Common Core system that's being brought in all across America. But, of course, the educational system that Alan is pushing is going to hold to American values and Christianity and basically an understanding of the true understanding of history and teaching how to add 1 and 1, add, come up with 2 rather than, well, how do you feel about 1 and 1 being 2? And if you haven't seen what they're doing with the new educational system and mathematics and history, why, they're going to destroy the minds of our children, and that's what it's all about. They won't be able to think effectively. Alan Scholl, why don't you tell our listeners about the new educational program and why they need to involve their children and grandchildren in it?
Well, it's so important today to understand that education is the key to saving our country. I believe that after 30 or 35 years of study in this particular area, that we've lost 85 to 90% of our freedoms in this country as a direct result of the capture of our educational systems in this country, the creation of the public school or government school system, and the capture of education away from what used to be the domain of families, churches, faith leaders in our homes. We used to use the Bible as the basis of all of our education. Most all the textbooks in this country for the first 250 years were drawn directly from Scripture. Every lesson contained Scripture or scriptural principles. We've completely eviscerated that education system, the one that built this great country. And what we've done at Freedom Project is we have reconstructed the education system. We like to call it the classical education our founding fathers would have received. Now, obviously, we're teaching the things that, you know, modern language and science and all of the things that have occurred. History has marched on, and a lot of very negative history in this country, unfortunately, particularly politically. But we're teaching it from the perspective that we want to teach children how to think, not what to think. The government schools today are completely designed to teach your children what to think and what conclusions to draw. And the major conclusion that they teach them to draw is that we need more government, or we need government to solve all of our problems. This is in complete opposition to what our founding fathers had intended. Now, we've constructed this school to teach these classical values, things like logic and Latin, the base root language of most of the Romance languages, English certainly, and the language of science, but also English, proper English, and the sentence structure, math, that actually comes to a conclusion and draws the proper conclusion rather than a touchy-feely emotional response to how you might feel about math. These are the things, these are the values that we bring. We use a delivery system that is very cutting edge. It is an online, live learning management system. Your child will see, hear, and interact with the teacher in a number of different ways. The teacher can start a problem on the board with our interactive whiteboard, a math problem, conjugation of a verb, and the student can finish that problem at home. It's really a Christian school in a classical manner that is done in your living room. It's done in your home.
It's all done by computer.
It's all done through the computer and through the internet. The school is delivered, the teacher, lectures, testing, everything is done through the computer via the internet. It's one of those things, Doctor, that I often hear people say, well, the internet is evil. Or computers are evil, and there's a good deal of reason to be concerned about a lot of the content that's out there. But like most things, God allows us the brain power and the ability to invent and use and utilize wonderful things. He means it for good. Most definitely, there are many things out there being used for evil, but what we have done is we have used a tool that God's made available to construct a school that can reach virtually anywhere in the world, to teach the values that our founding fathers used to construct the greatest country in the world.
And basically, you can actually see the teacher. Can the student talk to the teacher?
Yes. The teacher and students have voice communication. They can talk to each other in real time. They can see the teacher. The teacher, of course, does not see into the home. We've constructed it that way intentionally. We don't want the teacher to be able to see into the home, obviously. We can't control that environment, so that's not a good thing. But the student can see the teacher, so they can see facial expressions, they can hear, they can communicate through instant message, typing back and forth. Most of the young people today are familiar with that, texting. They can communicate by email, and they can send papers back and forth and homework and materials back and forth.
Hold that thought. We'll be back here in just a moment with Alan Stoll talking about a wonderful new educational program. Need to get your child out of public education.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes, or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on!
Hi, folks. Guess what? We don't live in the land of milk and honey. We live in the land of farm factories, laboratory processed, and genetically modified food. Yikes! That's Frankenfoods! And that's a food and health crisis. But hold on. I have a solution. Eat non-GMO organic superfood products. Ask me, Vita, about a $50 gift card for free product. Call 518-530-1060. That's 518-530-1060.
Great Plains Power has been providing reliable electrical power systems in the Rocky Mountain area since 1992. Our systems rely on the sun to help make you self-reliant for your power needs. Solar energy can be scaled to fit any situation, from complete power independence to backup power for the short term. Our expertise focuses on standalone power, but we have extensive experience with utility interactive systems as well. Custom tailored capabilities as modest as emergency lighting all the way to commercial scale power. Great Plains Power is a full-service company. We service everything we sell. We provide and design turnkey packages, custom design system, and parts for do-it-yourself. With more than 20 years of specialized experience at your disposal, let us know what your power concerns or goals are. Reach us by phone or the internet. Call 303-239-9963. That's 303-239-9963. Or go to greatplainssolar.com.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and my guest is Alan Scholl. Alan, basically, how many students are there in a class? How expensive is it? What about textbooks? Why don't you give the background of these items?
Okay, we've constructed it to be as inexpensive as possible. We have first-class teachers, but we wanted to make this school something that virtually anyone could afford. Private schools today tend to be very expensive, and the annual tuition for this school for a full-time student for 10 to 12 courses for two semesters, the full school year, is $1,600, and you can deduct from that anywhere from 5 to 20% depending on the discounts, multiple student discounts, early bird registration, etc. The parents are responsible to purchase the textbooks, and the textbooks for a year will run somewhere between $120 to $250 or $300, depending on what year in school and what courses are taken during that year. The textbooks, again, can be purchased online as a package, or the parents can shop. We provide the ISBN number so they can get precisely the right textbook if they prefer to shop and see if they can find those bargains. We've designed this school primarily because there's a war in America. I call the war a question, really, and it is, who owns your children? We've seen a growing movement of the government becoming the parent of all children, and this is an extremely dangerous trend. It's the same trend that we've seen in all of those communist countries throughout history, all of the totalitarian countries. One of the first things that's done is the capture of the children. As a matter of fact, you were mentioning, I think, Vladimir Ilyich Lenin early in the show. And one of the things that he told us was that if we would give him our children for 8 years, they would be Bolsheviks forever. What we're seeing is very much that effect in our schools. What we've done is created a school in which the parent can be involved in the education of the child, monitor and see precisely what is taught. They can sit in on the lectures. Now, we understand there are two-income families out there. There are single-parent homes. There are homes where the parents, for one reason or another, don't have or don't feel they have the ability to teach their children at home. My wife and I are huge homeschool advocates, have been. We've homeschooled our children for 28 years. We have seven children. We have five high school homeschool graduates. But it is possible for a parent to be involved in their child's education with our school without having to be an expert in every subject, without having to do the lectures and grade the papers and the homework. They can work alongside their child and find out what their child is learning and participate with them. And we find many of our parents are learning along with their children at the same time. Doctor, one of my favorite phone calls was from a father who called me and said, I want to know what you people are doing there. And I said, I'm sorry, you're going to have to give me a little more context. I'm not sure what you're getting at. And he said, well, I came home and had a conversation around the dinner table with my second grader. And my second grader was informing me about the difference between the rule of law and the rule of the mob, democracies and republics. And he'd never heard that concept before. So it's a wonderful thing to learn with your children, to help your children learn. And this school makes that possible.
All right. Now, how long have you been at it? How many children are enrolled? And how could people go about enrolling their children or grandchildren?
Well, we constructed the school from 2005 to 2009. We built the systems and curriculum from 2009 to 2011 and launched in 2011. We started with just 22 students in our beta launch, our first year. And by 2012, September, we had 231. Last September, we had 380. And at this point, we're nearing 400 already registered in April for next September. It's growing very, very rapidly. We have the capacity for huge increases. The systems that we've built will take a capacity of over 1,000 students this year. We basically suggest that you come to the website, and I'll give you that website URL. It is FPE, Frank Peter Edward, and that stands, of course, for Freedom Project Education, FPEUSA.org. And if you come to the website, there are a wide array of different pages and materials there. You can look at sample classes. You can watch videos. All of the courses are taught live, but they are also recorded electronically so that if a child misses a point or needs to go back and review, they can go back and watch that video. If the child is ill or has a conflict, medical appointment, they can go back and watch the video and not miss the class. And those recordings stay up for the length of the class for the semester. So another way you can contact us as well is the 800 number, and that 800 number is 800-807-7292. But
always repeat the number. What is it?
800-807-7292.
Now, how many children in the classes for the lower grades? How many children per class in the upper grades?
In the lower grades, primary grades, kindergarten through fifth grade, we allow no more than 15. When we have a 15th child, we open a second section or a third section, etc. For the middle school and high school, no more than 30. When we hit 30, we open a new class. We believe the teacher needs to be attentive and paying attention to each child and have time in each class each week to deal with each child individually. We don't believe in the 150 or 300 students that many of the online schools use.
Now, this is actually done in Wisconsin, or can teachers do this anywhere in the country?
People can do this anywhere in the world. We have missionary students, the children of missionaries in foreign countries around the world. We have military service people in Germany and Okinawa and Japan around the world that use our school. Of course, if they're in foreign countries, they need to make some adjustment for time schedules. But as we grow, we're able to offer more and more classes at different hours, and we're expanding that to allow for different time zones as well. We have many people here in the United States, students in every one of the 50 states.
Now, how many hours a day is the child in class?
For the primary grades, what we do is we have 2 hours of class time with a break in between each day, 4 days a week. That's for primary grades, kindergarten through fifth grade. We work with the parent and the child. And then the parent and child work on the exercises and homework and materials and build on the skills that they learn during the 2 hours per day. From sixth grade on, it goes to more of a classic schoolroom situation where each subject is taught by a different teacher, and they will have two 1-hour lectures per week, generally either on a Tuesday, Thursday, or a Monday, Wednesday. Then they will have an equivalent amount of homework, reading assignments, research assignments, quizzes, tests, materials, etc. There will be essays. There are standard tests that we do through the system. And all of the materials, all the grading, everything is done by the teachers within our system. It's a sealed system.
Well, I'm sorry. Now, you say there's only 2 hours a week for... Is that the entire education?
No. There's two hours per day, 4 days a week for the primary students.
Right.
And that is just the lectures. Then they will work with their parents, and the students will work independently to do the assignments that are given to them which are then sent to the teachers, and they're graded and corrected, and the materials are sent back to the student electronically.
But after the sixth grade, the state, how much time are they spending in the school?
From sixth grade through 12th grade, they are spending approximately 2 hours per week on each of five or six subjects.
So two hours on each subject. Okay,
yes. Yes, there'll be two lectures. Most of the classes are arranged to where the lectures are on Monday and Wednesday or on Tuesday and Thursday. There will be a one-hour lecture on each of those 2 days on each of the five or six subjects that the student is taking. Then they'll have a commensurate amount of homework to do, materials to do, reading, book reports. It depends, of course, on the class what the work will entail.
And if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question for Alan, 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. This is vitally important. We have to take our children back. Once again, how can people get in touch with you and get the additional information?
The best way is to visit the website, and the website, again, is FPE, for Freedom Project Education, FPEUSA.org. That is the website. We also have a public use website where people can go. That's also linked. It's simply called freedomproject.com. Freedomproject.com. The telephone number there is 1-800-807-7292. That's 1-800-807-7292.
And it must be encouraging to see more and more people are becoming involved and learning about this. Now, one of the things that said, well, but the children need to go to school. They need to learn how to interact with other children. How do you respond to that?
You know, it's kind of interesting. People have accepted that as a truism, and yet they still admire people like Thomas Jefferson and George Washington and Benjamin Franklin and Paul Revere and so many of the famous men through history that have been home educated. They were educated by their parents. Many times, you know, we look at great heroes and we've forgotten that Abraham Lincoln basically was self-taught using books by candlelight in a small log cabin. Great men, great women, intelligent heroes of our nation were educated primarily at home.
And I think that's an excellent excellent response. And then all you need to do is look at the children today. Look and see what peer pressure has done. Well, we've destroyed the moral fabric of our society. 42% of white children are born out of wedlock. 72% of black children are born out of wedlock. When I went through school, you know, a graduating class of 1,000 students, you know, and maybe one or two of the girls was pregnant. It was very, very rare. Not rare at all today. It's commonplace. We've destroyed the moral fabric of our children. And so by the time they leave college, they are not Americans. They are global citizens. And their belief in God and family and country has been destroyed. We need to take this back, and we need to tell the young people the truth. We even need to tell them about Earth Day. And when they celebrate Earth Day, they're celebrating Lenin's birthday and all the things that go with that, one of the greatest murderers in history. I listen to the radio and television carefully today and see how many people are going to announce that this is Lenin's birthday that we're celebrating. And you're not going to find very many, because the last thing they want you to know is the truth. The media is rigidly controlled. Alan, once again, the telephone, well, let me put the number out for people to call, 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. If you have a question for Alan Scholl, and once again, Alan, I'll put your number out where people can get in touch with you.
Our 800 number here is 1-800-807-7292. And we would be happy to try to answer your questions, steer you to places on the website, guide you through, and show you what we have to offer. So so, so very important in the war between the statist government parent viewpoint and the American Christian parenting viewpoint. It's time to get your kids out of the government system. You know, this is an old battle, Doctor, as you know full well.
Amen to that. Our number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. Give us a call if you have a question, Robin.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on!
You can buy gold just about anywhere in the world from all kinds of different dealers. So why do you use the Patriot Trading Group?
20 years of service, just like that. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, just like that. Lowest prices, just like that. No solicitation, just like that. Buying or selling, just like that.
For all your gold and silver needs, call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. Just like that.
ABC Concrete Company in Fort Collins reminds listeners, in times of war and peace, the men and women of our military dedicate themselves to serving our country. Their commitment, patriotism, sacrifice, and courage help keep our country safe and strong, and we appreciate the bravery of our U.S. soldiers. Let us honor those who have lost their lives in the line of duty and salute those who serve today. This reminder is from ABC Concrete Company in Fort Collins, proud to salute the fighting forces of our country.
Hi, folks. Guess what? We don't live in the land of milk and honey. We live in the land of farm factories, laboratory processed, and genetically modified food. Yikes! That's Frankenfoods! And that's a food and health crisis. But hold on. I have a solution. Eat non-GMO organic superfood products. Ask me, Vita, about a $50 gift card for free product. Call 518-530-1060. That's 518-530-1060.
Great Plains Power has been providing reliable electrical power systems in the Rocky Mountain area since 1992. Our systems rely on the sun to help make you self-reliant for your power needs. Solar energy can be scaled to fit any situation, from complete power independence to backup power for the short term. Our expertise focuses on standalone power, but we have extensive experience with utility interactive systems as well. Custom tailored capabilities as modest as emergency lighting all the way to commercial scale power. Great Plains Power is a full service company. We service everything we sell. We provide and design turnkey packages, custom design system, and parts for do-it-yourself. With more than 20 years of specialized experience at your disposal, let us know what your power concerns or goals are. Reach us by phone or the internet. Call 303-239-9963. That's 303-239-9963. Or go to greatplainssolar.com.
Well, Dr. Stan here at American Freedom Network. My name is Alan Scholl. Well, Alan, there's so many questions that could be asked. One of them is, will homeschooled children have difficulty getting into college?
Well, my children, the five high school homeschool graduates that I've had thus far, have attended the University of Wisconsin, the University of Texas Arlington, Texas A&M, and Fox Valley Technical College, the prestigious technical college here for computer science. They have not had problems getting into college. I would be more concerned about complying with the requirements of a governmental education system, which is moving over to something called Common Core, and Common Core being an internationalist standard that teaches virtually everything in direct diametric opposition to American values. That would be my concern, is what kind of education are your children getting, and how is that going to impact their minds, their spirits, and their lives? The education the child gets is important, certainly for career and for their future. But my concern for my children, and the reason my wife and I have homeschooled for 28 years and now have constructed Freedom Project Education, is that we're more concerned about the whole child, their spirit, their body, their mind, and their future as a nation, as well as individuals.
Now, how much time is the parent going to have to put in for their child's education up to age six and then after age six through high school graduation?
Well, we expect the parent, obviously with children fifth grade and below, at that age level, we're talking about basically 11 years old and below, parents have a responsibility. Someone has to be watching those children. One of the problems is the government has offered a free babysitting service, but it comes with a free brainwashing service. What we're offering is for families to invest the time in their younger children, and then when the children are of age to be trusted at home and hopefully have been trained and disciplined, that from 11 years on or 12 years on, the child can be taught by our teachers through our systems with the amount of supervision that you would normally give if your child was in a private school or going to any school system where you're monitoring their homework, etc. We do believe that parents are the primary educators. God gave us that responsibility. Whether we farm that chore out to Freedom Project Education or anyone else, including the public school system, we still have a responsibility for what they learn and how they turn out. So we highly recommend and encourage parents to be involved in their children's education to the greatest extent they possibly can. We do provide a service in which you can use us as a private school. If you have supervision in the home, that can be done even with older siblings or with relatives, a grandmother or a sibling that lives in the home that can monitor. You can use our system like a private school where you don't have to have your hands on during the day if you are a single parent, two-income family, something like that. But we really encourage parents to be involved in their children's education. They should know what their children are learning. I think many public school parents would be shocked if they really understood what their children were being taught and what was being inculcated into their brains in terms of their worldview.
I certainly concur. Our telephone number, if you're out in the listening audience, 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524, if you have a question or comment. Now, what about Christianity? What do you teach them about religion, or do you get into religion at all?
Our school is built on a biblical foundation. We teach creation science. We teach all of our subjects from the perspective of a Christian American. That Christian American worldview is the first thing we look for in our teachers. We want a not only a Judeo-Christian worldview, but an Americanist worldview, and that's what we seek in our teachers and in our administrators. Beyond that, we are non-denominational. We do not teach a particular dogma or religious denominational viewpoint. We use the scripture as the foundation for all education. And our teachers and our administrators are instructed to steer the children back to their parents in doctrinal issues and questions regarding faith. What we really want to do is underpin and support the parents' Christian worldview. And we do that with a biblical foundation. That is why we teach creation science. We teach about Darwinism because children need to be able to defend their position and understand why they believe what they believe. But we certainly teach Darwinism with truth as a failed theory that was built on an atheistic viewpoint. For our materials, we use homeschool materials. They're all produced by organizations that sell homeschool materials to homeschoolers, the vast majority of homeschoolers being evangelical people with a Christian worldview. So the materials are very carefully vetted. All of our materials, we're proud to say, are Common Core free. We do not teach political correctness. We do not use Common Core materials. We will not use the No Child Left Behind or standardized testing, et cetera, that is being foisted on the American public school system by the Department of Education and the internationalists who seek even more control of education.
Well, basically, Sydney, what sort of response do you get from the parents? Are the parents highly supportive of what you're doing?
Absolutely. You know, our parents actually, at this point, since we have tried to keep the cost of our school down, obviously doing a lot of advertising is expensive, and that's a cost that has to be passed along to the parents and children. What we have done is we've constructed a school that is very, very high quality while being very affordable. That has resulted in a situation where 37% of the new students coming in the door to Freedom Project Education are by referral from parents of existing students.
I think that's so vitally important. If you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question or comment for Alan, 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. But they've targeted the minds, the hearts, and the souls of our children, and they're destroying them. And most children, when they graduate from high school and from college, no longer have Christian faith. They keep telling us how we're a Christian nation. They're simply lying, ladies and gentlemen. They don't want you to know what they've done to the souls of our children. And the current educational system is designed to destroy that. Well, Sydney Allen, you actually have a new facility up there in Wisconsin that where this is all centered?
Yes, we do. We have a 15,000-square-foot building here in Appleton. It's a modern office building with classrooms, schoolroom, for local events. Some of the other things that we do every summer, we run a summer camp. Right now we're preparing for that, and that summer camp program is probably one of the most fun things we do. We call it camp.
Hold that thought. Our number 877-254-7524. Give us a call if you have a question. 877-254-7524.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on.
Are you prepared for the coming chaos? Whether you are planning a strategic retreat or you have one in progress, Square Root Construction would be pleased to offer our assistance. With nearly 30 years of construction experience, Square Root Construction can help with design, engineering, and permitting issues, as well as a host of general contracting services from foundation to finish work. For a limited time, we are offering exclusive discounts to the listeners of Randy's program. For a no-obligation consultation, please call Doug at 303-517-8742 or drop an email to strategicretreats@gmail.com.
Avoid being bitten by the cold and flu bug by increasing your body's own defense system. Call me, Julie Formby, Certified Master Herbalist, for a free 15-minute phone consult and save 20% off three powerful products that protect you against colds, flu, bacterial infections, viral outbreaks, and will drive down fevers. Your free new vitality consult and a 20% product discount is for a limited time. Call 970-203-9540. That's 970-203-9540.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, I guess, this morning, Alan Joel. And Alan Sotillo is works with the John Birch Society. They put together a wonderful educational system, a home educational system, that centers around learning about America, learning about what freedom is about, with limitations of power of the central government, and, of course, then, a Christ-centered education, not denominational at all, about doing everything they can to make people, our children, understand that they must be reliant upon God if they hope to be free. Well, so the things are growing. They're growing very rapidly. What's the message you'd like to get out to our listeners during this last segment of the program, Alan?
Well, there are really two things. One is all of education is for a purpose. And part of that purpose, as our founding fathers told us, as George Washington warned us, needs to be to teach our children to be the stewards of the Republic, to preserve our freedoms. Toward that end, one of the things that we do, and a good way for people to get an introduction to our school and what we do, who we are, is something we call Camp Freedom. Once a year in June, for a week, for 3 hours each morning for 5 days, we teach classes with titles like Our Wonderful Heritage, American History, God versus Culture, The Miracle of Philadelphia, America's Uncivil War, American Monuments. We teach the relationship between God and government and morality and good government. These classes are taught, 15 classes over a week's time, online for people anywhere in the world to attend. There's a middle school section for the 6th, 7th, and 8th grade, and a high school section for 9th, 10th, and 11th and 12th grades. The great thing about it is registration for this full week of classes and these wonderful subjects is $25 for the week. And that also includes a baseball cap and a T-shirt with our logo on there for Camp Freedom. We send those out to you, and you get your own booklet to keep your notes. This is a great training tool to teach young people how to be stewards of our freedom, Doctor. There's so many gaps in their education today. Even if they attend a good private school or Christian school, the materials are lacking. Oftentimes the instruction is lacking, or the instructors themselves don't really understand the functions of our republic and our constitutional government.
And that is so vitally important, ladies and gentlemen. People don't understand the foundations of our freedom. If people honestly believe we are a democracy, look at the end result of democracy. It's autocracy. Democracies always degenerate into despotism. I forgot one of our founding fathers said that, but it's true. People
Absolutely.
Will always vote for the people who promise to give them something. That's why, because people are voting. I mean, we're voting ourselves into tyranny. We have 86 million Americans working today. 140 million are getting a check from the government. And does any one of them want to give up that government check? Of course not. Oh, but, of course, eventually the whole thing is going bankrupt. We're going behind $1 trillion a year. It's not a matter of if. But when the whole thing collapses and we go into a total authoritarian society.
We need a core of young people who coming up who understand the principles of limitation of government, understands the principles of budgets and fiscal responsibility. One of the things that we think that we can contribute to this nation through Freedom Project Education is a core of young people with a solid understanding, ready and able and qualified to take the reins of leadership in the future. That is such a critical job, and that is really our core. I tell people every day, we live in a republic, the rule of law. That is God's system. Not a democracy, which is the rule of the mob, the rule of man, that is man's system. There's a huge difference between the two. And the average American has no idea that you cannot find the word democracy in the Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, the Mayflower Compact, or any of those documents, nor can you find it in any of the 50 state constitutions, not one. But the place you can find the word democracy, as a matter of fact, a positive viewpoint of democracy is in Karl Marx's Communist Manifesto, in which he says, in order to win the battle of communism, we must first win the battle of democracy. That is why our nation is being converted from the republic that has given us such a great measure of freedom and prosperity to the democracy, which is the transitional stage that Karl Marx described on the way to socialism, Marxism, communism.
It was John Adams who said, you know, democracies are air spectacles of turbulence and contention, are air incompatible with personal liberty and private property, and are usually as short in their lives as they are violent in their death. That comes from the 10th of the Federalist Papers. But you'll never hear that taught in schools today. Why? Because they want to program our children to believing we're a democracy and knowing full well that it will end up in despotism, and that is exactly what's planned. And the question is, if you're out there in the listening audience, do you really care? Are you willing to get involved in this truly spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization? Or will America simply, within the next few years, degenerate into the despotism? I fear that's exactly the way we're headed. Parting thoughts, you've got about 2 minutes to wrap up the program, Alan.
Basically, the most important thing for any parent or grandparent to do today is to make every effort, drop what you're doing. There's nothing more important than our children and our grandchildren, and work to make sure that your children are receiving a private school education, a Christian school education, some form of education that will prepare them for a future of liberty, not for a future of slavery. You would be surprised what is and isn't taught in the schools that your children may be attending. Find out. Seek an alternative. I'm a great fan of homeschooling. It's one of the fastest growing movements in the country, and it's so, so important that we find an alternative. Freedom Project Education was created as an alternative that can be used by virtually anyone, affordable for almost everybody. And we really encourage you to find that alternative, to get your children on a solid foundation and make sure that they learn the things that they'll need to restructure this country when the Marxists are defeated. And we need to work to that end, every one of us. It's the common goal, and it's the common danger.
God bless you. What to do? One more time, get this telephone number out. We're out of time. God bless. Thanks so much, Alan.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes, or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on! Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
All of God's people have a ministry, and it's a trick of our enemy to keep God's people sick and worn out to hinder their ability to minister. We are often judgmental toward people who are addicted to booze, cigarettes, and drugs, but we at the Green Herb have found that most of God's people are unknowingly addicted to the two most addictive products in America, sugar and soda pop. If you have a sickness or disease, or if you're just tired a lot, the Green Herb has an herbal product that is formulated just for you and is just $15.95. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com, and be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John bore witness of Him and cried out, saying, "This was He of whom I said, He who comes after me is preferred before me, for He was before me." The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 14 and 15.
Dr. Stan, and this is the time when I need to remind our listeners out across America that my ministry, Radio Liberty is primarily listener-supported. We're dependent upon those of you who believe, as I do, that we're involved in the spiritual battle for the survival of Christian civilization. That you want to join with us and get the information out. And there really is a conspiracy. It's a satanic conspiracy. It is made up of some of the most wealthy and powerful people in our country. And they've amassed their wealth because they've given their soul to the dark side. And if you doubt that, you know, you need to look at the list of the members of the Trilateral Commission and then go to the website, trilateral.org, and look at their logo. When you see their logo, you'll know that this is a Luciferian movement, and they're the ones who provide the key people in Washington, D.C. today. And if we don't take America back, then we will have no one to blame but ourselves. We still have the ability to speak out. There's still an awful lot of Americans who love and value freedom. The vast majority of people do. They just don't understand what's happening. You need, of course, to help us get the information out. So if you'd like to join the Radio Liberty family, our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You can subscribe to our newsletter, or you can get our four best tapes or CDs of the month in the newsletter, or you can get the various items that we have. Or you can just donate if you have the ability to. Now, we ask you to pray for our ministry, but if you go to our website, we have all sorts of wonderful four CD sets, so the new CD sets on a number of different issues which we think are important. One of the most significant things we've learned recently is that Hitler did not die in the bunker. Hitler escaped to South America. We've talked to people, not one, but at least three separate people who've been to South America, who've talked to people who either knew people who knew Hitler or knew Hitler themselves. Fascinating. How could you cover that up from the American people that they let Hitler escape? Why, very simply, because they control the media. And if you doubt they control the media, you need to get the book, The New Media Monopoly, The New Media Monopoly. But basically, first, Hitler was deeply involved in the occult, as were the leaders here in America. The Second World War was totally phony. We financed the Nazis all during the Second World War and before the Second World War. And that's covered in a four CD set called The War Against the Jews. My interviews with John Loftus, you need to get his two books. The Secret War Against the Jews. The Secret War Against the Jews. And America's Nazi Secret. John had a security clearance three levels above top secret. So he got to go through all the archives, all that information they don't want you to know. And when they statute of limitations expired after 50 years, why he came forward with a book and was able to do the interviews with me, and you'll be shocked to learn how we financed the Nazis. World War II was totally phony, just like the upcoming war is going to be phony, but hundreds of millions are going to die in this war. Hundreds of millions, because this is going to be a nuclear war. And out of this, they hope to bring about their one world government. We're dealing with organized Satanism, ladies and gentlemen. There truly are satanic forces in the world today who want to destroy a large part of humanity. And if you don't want to be part of it, then we hope you'll join with us in this epic struggle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927, our webpage, radioliberty.com. Please pray for revival. Pray for Radio Liberty, our business section, Carl. It'll be you.